This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A new law takes effect today that requires a permit for new development within 250 feet of lakes. The Shoreland Protection Act was opposed by many of the state's lake associations. And here to tell us more about the act is Deb Markowitz, Secretary of the Agency of Natural Resources for Vermont. And thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Well, I'm very happy to be on. And actually, in your intro, you said this bill was opposed by a lot of lake associations, but in fact, it was supported by a lot of lake associations. Some landowners were worried about it, and I would say continue to be worried about it. But the reason why so many lake associations were in support of the law is that they've noticed there's this disturbing trend where people are buying the traditional Vermont camps that are set back from the lakeshore, and they're bringing them, making them year-round, and putting lawn right down to the lakeshore. And that impacts water quality, impacts habitat. It affects all of the lakeshore owners around that lake because it'll degrade the quality of the lake. And in fact, EPA identified Vermont's lakes and ponds as being at risk, especially compared to our neighbors who have lakeshore protection laws already in place.
So what does this law actually do?
One of the concerns we heard from lakefront property owners is that no two parcels is alike, so you can't have a one-size-fits-all rule. So we do have some bright-line requirements that limit the amount of devegetation, how many trees and shrubs you can take down, but not in a particular location. So when somebody is thinking about their own property, they have to maintain a certain level of vegetation, and there's flexibility there. So it's a certain, you have to have a certain diameters of woody material, like trees, and you can do it as seven, you know, small trees or two big trees, you know, depending on how you want to do it. It also, you should know, there are some towns that are already regulating their shorelands and are doing a really good job. And so it actually allows delegation of this authority to towns that have functionally equivalent bylaws or ordinances.
What does the change mean, though, for existing buildings? Do they need to get permits to make changes, landowner, if they have an existing building there?
Well, the law also grandfathers existing properties. And to the extent that a property owner is going to add more impervious surface, that's the surface that stormwater, you know, runs off of, then these rules may apply. But a lot of the de minimis activities you might do, like putting in a path to the water or lawn maintenance, they'll be exempt. So there's a large range of practical exemptions.
Deb Markowitz, you mentioned that some towns are already doing their own regulation. What if, though, in that process, some of the towns perhaps are a little more friendly to the lake property owners than the state might be?
The state law is already pretty friendly to landowners while being protective. Towns have to meet that standard in order to get this delegation. VLCT, the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, provided a sample ordinance many years ago, and that sample ordinance meets the standards of the law. So to the extent that towns have adopted that sample ordinance over the years, they'll probably be in pretty good shape.
Now, you mentioned that some lake associations were supportive of this new law, but it is true that some were not. There was some resistance here, and I wonder, are those groups being brought back into support of this law after being told more about it, or is there still some resistance there?
Absolutely. This was a law that took 2 years to pass. Passed through the House very smoothly, and then when it hit the Senate, there was a lot of misinformation out about the law, and the House bill wasn't quite right, and so there was a lot of objections to it. So over the course of the summer and the fall, the House and Senate members of the environmental committees did a tour around Vermont and listened to folks. And the Senate bill was significantly different and really made changes that I think made a lot of folks a whole lot more comfortable. There will, of course, always still be some folks who object because people want to do whatever they want on their property. They don't want the state or the town or anybody telling them what they can or can't do. And there's concerns, of course, about having more bureaucracy. Our approach in implementation is really to have the same spirit of reasonableness and balance that informed the legislative process.
What about enforcement of the new Shoreland Protection Act? Is this going to fall to the towns or the Department of Environmental Conservation?
Well, it'll depend. So if the town has the delegated authority, then the town will need to enforce their ordinances. If it isn't delegated, which I would guess that most of the communities are not going to ask to have this authority delegated, then it will come to the state to enforce.
Now, the ultimate goal here is, of course, cleaning up Lake Champlain, as well as some of the smaller lakes. How much of an impact do you expect this new law to have?
We have a whole focus on cleaning up Lake Champlain. The shorelands protection is just a tiny little slice of that. For our smaller lakes and ponds, though, the shorelands law is much more significant in that a real risk to the water quality in these lakes or ponds is the devegetation of the shoreline land. You know, fish need shade. The bugs and biota that live in a lake that make it a healthy lake need woody debris along the edge, which comes from the vegetation. And of course, we know that having vegetation along the shorelands helps prevent polluted runoff from getting into the lake. Parallel to this law, though, is we're implementing a new cleanup plan for Lake Champlain. And in fact, we sent the proposal to the EPA, and that's going to involve a whole lot of new investments and regulations that are going to go really all hands on deck towards reducing the phosphorus loads in Lake Champlain. And it's the phosphorus that's causing things like the blue-green algae blooms that are so problematic.
Deb Markowitz is the Secretary of the Agency of Natural Resources for the state of Vermont. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you so much for having me.